Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In his first statement since an Iraqi offensive to recapture Mosul was launched 2 weeks ago, the leader of Islamic State, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, called on the city's IS defenders to resist the advance, calling it a prelude to victory. The audio message urged IS jihadists not to retreat and called on militants to hold their ground. Regional analyst Anthony Billingsley of the University of New South Wales was asked whether it's possible Baghdadi remains in Mosul.
I know that a lot of people did flee. He's been so secretive that we basically haven't had much of an idea where he is. I'm sure if the U.S. knew where he was, he'd be he'd have been dealt with by now.
Iraqi special forces have reportedly consolidated gains of Tuesday after entering eastern neighborhoods of Mosul. The next stage of the assault, the city's more urban central neighborhoods where it's feared booby traps and roadside bombs have been placed. Hundreds of civilians were seen, some waving white flags, leaving their neighborhoods. One relief agency warned more than 1 million people in the city are in grave danger. Kenya has announced it is withdrawing its troops from the UN peacekeeping mission in South Sudan after a Kenyan commander was sacked following accusations the 16,000-strong UNMISS force failed to respond adequately to ethnic violence that occurred in July in the capital, Juba. A UN report made public Tuesday over allegations UN forces allowed gross human rights violations to take place resulted in the removal of Lieutenant General Johnson Mogoa Kamali Ondieki by the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Nairobi said it rejected the findings of the UN report for lacking in transparency and any input from the Kenyan government, which has contributed about 1,000 troops to the UNMISS force. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics,